Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What day is today?
Uh-oh.
Solana's falling into the trap of he's got a song for every day, every segment.
I like it, Solana.
I know what time it is and what day it is based off his music.
Banger.
You know, on Thursday, Bone Thugs and Harmony, first of the month. Write it down.
You can't do that anymore, can you?
Think so.
No.
And it's a throwback Thursday. It kind of fits perfectly.
Falls right in.
Yesterday on this program, we had extensive coverage of National Chicken Wing Day. Today is National Cheesecake Day. We have... Well, I guess we do have those horns, but we have no coverage. So let's move on. You were excited about National Cheesecake Day?
I mean, I made a list of the top seven cheesecakes.
All right, put them on your Instagram or something, because it ain't coming on the air.
That cheesecake is overrated, man.
I happen to love cheesecake.
You like cheesecake?
Yeah, I do. Now, not the traditional cheesecake with strawberries on it. That's not my thing. But I do like
a mushy, nice
piece of cheesecake. Yeah.
It's like cake pie mix. I don't know. I'm eating a cake or a pie. I don't want a cake pie mix.
I like a cheesecake. I'm not going to lie.
Wow, we got to talk about this, man.
I don't want to. I really wanted to get away from National Cheesecake Day. I thought National Wing Day was worthy of conversation. I don't think National Cheesecake Day is worthy of conversation.
I 100% agree with you because cheesecake is garbage, but you
Well, maybe we should bring
it.
George Shea on and find... No.
We can't harass him today.
We can't harass him today. So I heard in Solana's update, and I've been reading all the stuff, Brian Flores today, he said... Ryan Fitzpatrick is leading Josh Rosen in the Dolphins quarterback competition. I found that to be a refreshing take. I thought that doesn't look again. It's July 30th. Like there's still some time here, but I thought that was pretty refreshing. That seemed no bones to me. Like, hey, I know what everyone sees out there. I'm seeing the same thing. It's kind of what he told you yesterday with Pat Flaherty. Like everyone's seeing what's going on with the offensive line. I see it as well. I don't know. I thought it was refreshing.
How much more did you know at 37 than you did at 22? Sorry.
I mean,
this is a surprise to me that people are surprised that Brian Flores said this.
And by the way, it would be, I don't know how old, who's the guy? Nathan Peterman.
Yeah.
I would be surprised. Now, Nathan Peterman might be 30 years old. Let's say he's 30 and Josh Rosen's 22, and I don't think Nathan Peterman's that old. But let's say he's 30. That would surprise me because we know he's bad. But we've seen Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know that he can throw for 400 yards in a game. You know that he's very confident and competent when leading an offense. Doesn't mean he's not going to have his miscues. Doesn't mean that he's not going to throw some INTs. Doesn't mean he's not going to lose as many games as he wins. But he's very confident and comfortable leading an offense. He's done it myriad times.
Peterman's 25 now. That means when we were making fun of him, he's about 23. 1 year older than where Rosen is right now.
But... he kind of earned the.
He's Nathan Rosen is better than Nathan Peterman. If we're not laying that out. Rosen is better than Nathan Peterman.
Nathan Peterman deserved all the scorn that he got. The dude was throwing interceptions at a record rate.
He threw five and threw seven passes.
I mean, it was crazy.
Like that's hard to do.
But I will say, for me, I find it to be a little refreshing for Brian Flores to come out. Not, you know, what is it? It's don't tell me it's raining when you're peeing on my leg or whatever. It's like you say, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yes.
Ryan Fitzpatrick should be better than Josh Rosen at this point. Now, I would imagine last year at this time, now, Baker Mayfield's got a bunch of starts, and I think he's a better quarterback than Josh Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, Tyrod Taylor. Hugh Jackson said, essentially, I'm not telling you Baker Mayfield's bad, but I'm telling you right now Tyrod Taylor's ahead of him.
Because he was in the league longer, he was in more offenses, yes. And it happens, and if Baker Mayfield, when you draft a guy that high, you want him to start. Right now, you bring in Josh Rosen, you want him to start. But if the guy ahead of him is a 15-year vet, Tyrod's not 15. Tyrod's sneaking up on 10, though. Like, that guy is going to look better implementing a new offense because he's been a part of so many offenses. Tyrod jumped from team to team. Fitzpatrick has been on 8 teams. He understands catching on to an offense, understanding the nuances, understanding the safety reads, understanding the checks, first read, second read, third read. It gets real deep. He can do that better than a 22-year-old when you're 37.
From Reuters, Ryan Fitzpatrick grabbed the lead in the Miami Dolphins quarterback competition with Josh Rosen. First-year coach Brian Flores said Tuesday, "It's pretty clear to me that Ryan Fitzpatrick is leading the way," Flores said. "He's done that in a lot of areas, from leadership to production on the field to meeting rooms to walkthroughs. This is an ongoing competition, but right now he's leading the way." Flores had labeled the competition as even and wide open until the remarks, which match the evidence on the field from the early portion of training camp. Fitzpatrick is far outnumbering Rosen in overall reps, especially with the starting offense. Rosen has not been consistent, said Flores. He's been more productive at the end of the day. That's what it comes down to. He runs the offense very efficiently. He has great rapport with the entire team. He has a lot of leadership ability, and we need that to continue. We need him to grow in that role. Flores said he's nowhere near close to naming a starter, views the battle as an ongoing competition. Every day is a competition, Flores said. I think they all know that. But as we stand today, I think Ryan has done a really good job. Hopefully he continues to improve and is consistent, and that will help this team for sure.
Do you think that's a mistake with him doing that today?
No, I actually think it's a I think it does a couple of things. I think it's a little bit of a wake-up call to Josh Rosen, which is not that he needed one. I'm not saying that he needed one, but I'm saying it's kind of like, hey, you're a second-year quarterback. I'm not going to baby you. You weren't my 10th pick overall in Arizona. Like, we went out and got you bargain basement, but you've got to raise your game. I'm not going to baby you and talk about how the future is Josh Rosen with this organization. Like, he didn't say that. So I think it accomplishes that, and I think it does send a message to the team as well, which is, hey, I know you all think that there would be some sense if I started Josh Rosen, at least that's what the media is telling you, but you're going to earn it. Like, I don't have the TNT wall for no reason, and I'm not firing offensive line coaches after 4 practices for no reason. Like, we're all out here. We're going to perform. If you perform better than someone else, you're going to play.
Think about this. It's not even an evaluation. It's a blueprint for Josh Rosen. Because think about how Flores laid it out. Exactly what Fitzpatrick does better than Rosen. Explaining it in full detail why he is farther along. Why he would start. And I'm gonna extrapolate that from what if they had a game tomorrow, Fitzpatrick would be the starter, saying how far ahead he is in Rosen. Rosen, all the things he's talking about. Every time Flores says it, Rosen reads that. I need to get better. I need to get better communicating. It happened. They did this crap with me and Zach Thomas. Knowing Zach Thomas was older, knowing he can get injured, and I played with Zach for 2 Pro Bowl years. Zach didn't get injured, but they would always tell me, watch how Zach communicates. Watch how Zach talks. Watch how Zach, his alignment. Hey, watch his pre-snap.
Told you exactly what they want out of you.
That's why I said you're giving him the blueprint of what they want out of you. Flores is not a dumb dude. Belichick does this all the time. He's not a dumb guy. Give Rosen the blueprint of why you are behind. Rosen and his agent can read it, and his mom and dad and his girlfriend, everybody can read it and talk to Josh about it. Flores isn't a dumb dude. When I saw this coming in, I was looking at Twitter at lunch, and I was like, this is Flores talking around the corner to what Josh Rosen needs to work on without questioning him like the O-line coach that got fired question his O-line.
Yeah, brilliant take, because I didn't even look at it that way. But when you read what he says about Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's been more productive, and at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. He runs the offense very efficiently. He has great rapport with the entire team. He has a lot of leadership ability, and we need that to continue. Like, yeah, he's giving him a blueprint.
It's bullet points.
Yep.
Rosen, I'm giving you 4 bullet points to get better at so you can be this guy. If it takes to week 5, and that's my 100% belief, in the bye week 5, that's when they're going to make the change. But he's giving them the blueprint to know why people look up to Fitzpatrick and not you. You can't come in here as a second-year guy that just came from Arizona and trying to figure it out. You need to come in here as the starting quarterback and think about it that way. I think this is genius out of Flores.
Now, I thought yesterday what Brian Flores did in letting go Pat Flaherty, the offensive line coach, was a solid and smart maneuver. And you and I talked about this yesterday. You could paint it as either a guy who is no nonsense and is not willing to just live with a mistake because it might save him some embarrassment because he's the one that hired the guy. I couched it under those terms. Hey, that's a smart move by Brian Flores. He's not sticking with the guy that he obviously doesn't believe in. He doesn't like what he's seeing from the offensive line. He didn't like the way maybe that the coach was talking about the offensive line. But I said that you could also couch it, you know, if it was Adam Gase doing it, you could paint it under the picture of, wow, this is a disaster. Hired a guy and fired a guy within four live practices. Like, this is a disaster. You could paint it either way. You could make a case for it. We have to take a break. I'm going to come back and tell you a Dolphin media member saying that was not a brilliant move. It's the opposite, that it's the fate, as he says, the Dolphins deliver the first failure of the season. So there's, like I said, you could paint it both ways. Yes. By the way, today is going to be a fun day. Tom Garfinkel, who was supposed to join us Friday, was unavoidably detained, but Tom Garfinkel is the president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins in Hard Rock Stadium. We love the guy, and we're excited to hear everything that's going on with the stadium and the upgrades. You got a preseason game next week. You have a game at Hard Rock Stadium next week. So Tom Garfinkel is going to join us today. Tuan Russell, a former Dolphin and a former Hurricane, matter of fact. Tuan Russell is going to join us today as well. When we come back, though, I'm going to tell you who and why they're saying the Dolphins have delivered their first failure of the season. We have so much to get to today, and we're going to try to get to it all because there is sound from Brian Flores that I want to play. There's sound from Ryan Fitzpatrick that I want to play. I want to revisit Michael Irvin on First Take because I don't think people at the beginning part of yesterday's show heard that. We only got to it like at 5:45 yesterday. Tom Garfinkel is going to join us. Randy Moeller, by the way, he got the analyst job with the Florida Panthers for Fox Sports Florida. Awesome. So now it'll be Goldie and Randy Moeller instead of Goldie and Dennis Potvin, who retired yesterday.
Who's going to be in the little box?
So I was told that Randy Moeller is going to do some of the games from between the benches as the analyst, and some he will be up in the booth for. So
now,
I think,
because I'm not a huge hockey fan, but I started watching a lot
in the last
couple years.
It's pretty neat when he's down there.
That is cool for him to be down there, be able to talk to Goldie back and forth. I like that concept.
Yeah, I like that as well. And I think they're going to make a great broadcast duo because I think Moeller is just Goldie gets it, Moeller gets it. You know, Denny Potvin was awesome, Hall of Fame player and 21-year broadcaster with the Panthers. But he's a no-nonsense, gruff guy. Yeah. Not that Moeller's not that, but Moeller's also got the hammy, look-at-me gene.
Moeller has the BS in him.
Yes.
Goldie has a lot of BS
in
him.
Yes. Potvin was nuts and bolts.
Yes.
Nuts and bolts.
Beautiful teeth, though. They weren't his, but they're beautiful.
Would you say this, would we call it a promotion for Moeller?
I think it is.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I think when you go from, it's essentially sideline reporter to broadcast analyst. Yeah, that's
promotion.
Would
you say this promotion is only going to help further our advancements in renaming Panther Parkway to Randy Moeller Parkway?
You know what? It certainly falls into line of us saying that Randy Moeller deserves, like, we're jumping Brendan Tobin's quest to get Biscayne Boulevard named after Dwayne Wade, because that's going to happen one day. Like, one day it's going to be Dwayne Wade Boulevard, and Tobin's going to be able to claim credit for it. But if we can jump this and get that little Panther Parkway, which I don't know who drives on, but if we can get that renamed Randy Moeller Way, Like, I feel we're like, set. Yeah, we just kind of neuter Tobin's whole thing. We come in, we steal all the thunder.
Don't disrespect my hood, okay?
And it's got to be.
I'm right.
I know,
off of Sawgrass,
but
okay?
I'm sorry, but it's easier to deal with the mayor of Sunrise than Miami-Dade City Commission.
Because
and whatnot.
We're nicer in the northeast of South Florida.
Or a little more backwards or something along those lines.
We need to get this done because Tobin is already upset with me. He won't even look at me anymore. It's really awkward here. Because he thinks, and people were tweeting me, that I stole the TNT wall bit from his morning show that he produces for.
Oh,
which
really?
Isn't true. I don't wake up early enough to listen to that show, so I couldn't have stolen it. But there's a tension between him and I. So I want to make it as awkward as possible. We need to get this done and jump the Dwayne Wade Biscayne Boulevard.
All right, well, let's get on it today.
Just a little advice. You know, I watch out for you, Solana. Do everything over Twitter or Instagram with him because he's a lot bigger than you.
Yeah, he will take you down to Chinatown.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
Take him to Chinatown.
I will take you down. I will take you down to Chinatown.
He definitely skips leg day, and, you know, it's all about footwork. Anyways, I told you, you know, Crada, we've had this conversation. It's all about footwork.
Yeah. No,
my footwork is far superior than probably anybody in this building, so I'm not afraid.
Yeah, when you say footwork, you mean just running? Like, you're just going to run from him. Is that the footwork you're talking about?
No, like, when you level up with somebody, right?
It's yeah, but if footwork. You can't go punch for punch, I mean, what are you're going to level up and then what, fall?
Don't talk about punch for punch because it's all about footwork.
I think that's called evading.
I don't think he knows how valuable or invaluable footwork is. Like, it's an important part if you've got the other pieces of the package. The footwork is a big deal if you've got, like, if you've only got footwork but no upper body strength and no chin, what does the footwork have to do with anything?
What if he catches you in the bathroom?
Like when he starts to talk and then he just laughs.
Like, you need space for footwork. What if he catches you in the bathroom?
Just catch my 1-2-step and we'll talk later.
So, like, a dance-off? Are you talking about having, like, a dance-off?
He's going to serve him.
Like, you're going to
serve
him.
He's going to serve
Tobin. So you're going to, whatever, it's going to start with you yelling or it's going to end with you yelling, you got served. Can I get to this story here? I'm getting sidetracked. Here's what, because I said that the entire thing with, you know, firing the offensive line coach 4 practices in, I'm painting it with the benefit of the doubt for Brian Flores saying, hey, by the way, I would like to see this in any business. Where a manager, because most managers, bosses, general managers, you make a hire and you have someone move and you make a hire, you're just going to grit it out. Like, very few people will admit, yeah, this was a bad hire. I got to correct this right now. So I think it's a positive. Here's what some of what Armando Salguero wrote. Now, I know a lot of people will say he's just negative and that's the way it is. But we said yesterday, you could easily paint this with the negative brush, right?
Yes. Oh, for sure. You hired a guy and fired him 6 months later. You didn't know what you were doing with the hire. It can be painted that way.
This is what Armando Salguero wrote in the Miami Herald. No one is demanding or even asking a lot from the 2019 Miami Dolphins. It's not about competing for a championship. It's not about catching the New England Patriots. It's not even about improving on last season's unremarkable 7-9 record. In fact, many Dolphins fans have made peace with something of a step back from 7-9. Perhaps the main thing Dolphins fans are hoping for out of this season is that the team does not embarrass itself and them. Don't be winless. Don't be riddled with dysfunction. Don't do dumb things. Easy, right? It's asking the bare minimum. The Dolphins are being asked to spell cat and are being spotted the C and the A. And 99% of NFL teams would accept that assignment and offer up the T. The Dolphins on Monday offered up some other letter in marking their first failure of the 2019 season. They did this by firing offensive line coach Pat Flaherty. The team fired Flaherty all of 5 months after he was hired and after only 2 padded training camp practices and weeks before the first preseason game. And this feels like another instance in the ongoing history of the Dolphins failing to get out of their own way. I cannot give you the details why Flaherty was fired. I can tell you that it wasn't for off-field reasons like the ones that led for Chris Forrester in 2007. I'm not even going to go down the list or whatever. The Flaherty firing, a source said, this according to Armando Salguero, was a football decision. So a football decision made without the benefit of, you know, any football games, brought down to the most experienced assistant on the Miami staff. Then goes on and on. I'm not going to read you the entire column, but that's Armando's take. That, hey, all you have to do is not embarrass yourself. You embarrassed yourself by doing this. You're getting rid of him ostensibly for football reasons, and you haven't seen any actual football being played.
But and Armando, he covered me too. Armando's a half glass.
Glass is half empty.
Half empty guy. Yeah. Sorry, that's what he does. Where you're either a Hall of Famer or you're garbage. And that's what Armando does, and he's made a very successful career. I read Armando's stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to know his opinion, but he is, you're terrible until you're great. And until you get great, you're always terrible.
And by the way, admittedly, I'm the glasses half full guy. I'll ride with Al Golden probably longer than anyone else. I'll ride with Adam Gase. I'll be the glasses half full guy on the decision. Yes, it's just my default. Armando's default is the other way.
That's fandom. And Armando takes the approach of, I need to be a non-fan because mm-hmm. I'm a journalist or whatever he says. So he's been, that's his, I don't know if he tries to do it or if that's his
natural personality. No, I think that's his personality because that's my personality. I'm just positive in general.
So even, I'll preface it by saying, even when Armando covered me and I talked to him, I didn't like him as a covering guy because you're terrible until you're a Hall of Famer.
Right.
There's no middle ground with Armando. But when you fire a guy and have a guy in-house already ready that's an established, respected offensive line coach, I took it as, remember when we had, who was the guy that went to Denver? Vance Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought in Matt Burke and they told everybody, Vance is going to get a head coaching job soon. We brought him as the backup, as the heir to him because we knew he might get a head coaching job. I am, and I'm painting it, glass half full. They did not 100% believe in Flaherty. They didn't know if he could really do this, implement this offensive scheme they want to run. So they brought a guy in that they trusted that could back him up if he was ever released. I did never expect it took 5 months and 4 practices and 2 padded practices. But for them to have the guy in-house, that's what got me to say, you know what, I'm okay with this. It actually happened to me. Me and my wife hired a lawn guy. And we hired a lawn guy. He was supposed to do the lawn, but he was supposed to fix the sprinklers first. When we walked outside the first 10 minutes he was there, he was digging in the neighbor's yard. I said, hey, bro, why are you digging in the neighbor's yard? Like, we were going to hire him to do our grass for years. Like, what are you digging over there? Well, your sprinkler pipes turned into their yard, so we're seeing where it goes. I said, man, just cut it off. When it gets out of my yard, just cut it off. I don't give a damn where my sprinklers go in their yard. The hell with their yard. And me and my wife went back inside. I said, we got to fire this guy. He was supposed to be contracted to work for years for us. The first 2 days we fired him because the first thing he did, I didn't like. My wife didn't like. I look at it the same way.
By the way, teams do this with players all the time.
Guy signed on July 12th and they cut him July 15th.
I mean, all the time. Happened with Brady Quinn, our friend, right?
Yes.
Dolphins brought him in. He was probably there less than a month. Like people, this happens to players all the time. Very rare to see it with a coach. Very rare. I can't even remember the last time something that quick with a first-year administration and a new hire, not a holdover from the old regime. But this is what Armando writes about. He writes, some folks will see this as Flores being smart enough to correct his mistake early. Flores said as much. It would have been easier to do nothing, he repeated several times. But this is what Armando writes. But that ultimately is spin because making a hiring so wrong it had to be undone before the season arrived is a bigger problem. Why? The Dolphins are the only NFL team trotting out a different offensive line coach for practice Tuesday. That's today. That does not prove them smarter than everyone else. Quite the opposite, actually. So why is this mistake tangibly worrisome? Well, the Dolphins' offensive line has been troubled for years. Everyone knows this. It hasn't enjoyed any continuity. It hasn't shown consistent excellence. A unit that needs to play and perform with one heartbeat has been a confused mixture of sometimes good, often bad, for reasons that no one's been able to correct. And if you thought it was going to be corrected this year, we now have to expect that it won't after only 4 days of practice. And goes on and on. I get it. I'm just reading you the other side because you and I were both on the side of, hey, that's a smart decision. The example that you just used for the sprinklers and the lawn, to me, it's the same exact thing. Like, okay, I don't want to make this guy feel bad, and I brought him out, and we've brought it pretty much, you know, come to an agreement on what the monthly fee is going to be and whatever, and I'm going to pull the plug on this real quick. But in the long run, that's always the better decision than riding with something you know is wrong.
Bring it back to an analogy of normal life. Oh, Kim Kardashian. Oh, no, Nicolas Cage. Didn't he marry some little Asian girl and divorce her, annul it 4 days later or
something?
Yeah,
Britney Spears married someone for 24 hours.
Yes, and then Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian, yeah. They were married for, you know, a couple of days. Like, do you hold out when you feel that? Nicolas Cage, Britney Spears, Chris Humphries, and Kim Kardashian. If you feel this isn't going to work, we got into it, and now I see you actually perform as a spouse. I see you actually perform as a husband, a wife. I see you perform as an offensive line coach. If I see this isn't going to work in 4 days, should we cut it off or should we ride it out? As a marriage, my whole thing in marriage is you want to be married and all that. But let's make that a job. Do you just cut ties with a person if you see after 4 days you 100% believe they can't do it?
I mean,
I would cut ties.
I would say that Brian Flores didn't take the decision lightly. I don't think he woke up that morning. Pat Flaherty had a bad practice and he said, you know, bleep it, let's move on. Like, obviously, I would say it's been festering. He does it for whatever reason. They weren't jiving. Like, it just wasn't happening, and there was probably something, the straw that broke the camel's back.
And this conversation, this is over weeks of talking.
Yeah.
He didn't, like you said, he didn't practice bad last Saturday, and they fired him Sunday. That's not how this works. They talked. They Brian Flores explained to him, O'Shea explained to him, this is what we want the offensive line to do. This is what we want our blocking scheme to do. There's conversation. Do you think these people are in the building for 15, 16 hours a day eating damn Dippin' Dots? Like, there are so many damn meetings
going on.
That's
a great job, though.
Is
that job, does that job exist? Just go somewhere, eat Dippin' Dots all day long?
You know I wish it did. I'll put a
10-hour day in. This 4-hour day gets me a little weary by the end. You tell me there's a day I just go somewhere, I eat Dippin' Dots all day. You know, Dippin' Dots.
I can go home on the turnpike and get home in 45 minutes. I can go home up 75 and get there in an hour and 5 minutes. But the gas station off 75 has Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
And I will.
It's the ice cream of the future.
Ice cream of the future.
I'll take it an extra 20 minutes to get me and my kids and my wife damn Dippin'
Dots. They had it in Japan.
They had Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots with the Japanese lettering and stuff. It was, I mean, listen, it's
but
the
it
ice cream of the future.
But it was still Dippin' Dots.
It is Dippin' Dots up and down.
Well, we got to see if they're hiring. Are we
going to do Cheers 2 in the next segment?
We should.
All right, we could do that because Tom Garfinkel, president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium, scheduled to join us at 3 o'clock. So Cheers 2 in the next segment. Someone will win a $50 gift certificate for the Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. You call in. Now, do we have the phone lines corrected? Now that I'm thinking about this, last time we did this, only one person was able to call in. There was no spillover lines. None of them worked. And then we just had to award him the prize by default.
I can guarantee one person will win a prize today.
Right. I can guarantee that as well. My question was, footwork guy, my question was, are all the phone lines working so we will have a multitude of contestants for this week's Cheers 2?
I was told last week this was fixed.
There he goes. Kicking people under the bus.
He loves to just move the, the buck stops here. It never stops at Solana.
Solana ducks.
Yeah.
Fume.
The duck starts here.
Was that the buck?
All right. Well, line it up. I'll see right now if more than one phone line, if it spills over to the next line. Line it up right now. 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. We go around the room. We tell you who we're giving cheers to after the weekend. And then we go through the calls and we pick one caller at random to win the $50 gift certificate at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. So I'm waiting for some of the phone lines to light up. 305-567-0560. Do any of the phone lines work, Solana? Okay, I see one caller coming in. Now, this is what happened last week, was just the one caller came in, and we started to say to ourselves, why is there only one caller? Because there's 12 phone lines, and none of them lit up. There was no spillover line. And I'm seeing it again, where it's just one phone line ringing, and I know there'd be more than one caller by now, Solana. So how do you feel about it's been correct? Admit it. since last week, and we had the same exact problem. You never followed up to see if it was fixed.
I'll admit it.
Okay, run to the TNT wall. I'm not even going to go. Run to the TNT wall, because that, I mean, that to me is egregious. That to me is like, that gets your offensive line coach fired right there. We had this same exact problem, and now it's still here. 1 week later, it's never been fixed. He never followed up on it. And so now the one caller that got through is going to be the winner again. I've got no other way to do the contest unless maybe we'll do it this way where we take one call and then we take another caller and you're going to have to write down the contestants' phone numbers to call them back.
Saw that footwork though, right?
No, I'm telling you, this is an egregious error on your part.
It's bad.
This ground the show to a halt last week and you never once followed up on it?
I actually did follow up. I know you won't believe me, but I really did.
No, I will and believe you. You happened to tell me 30 seconds ago that you didn't.
I didn't double check that it worked. Oh, I was just told that they were going to fix it, and clearly
they're not. Wait a second. But just being told at that moment they're going to fix it is not following up on it. So when you say you did indeed follow up, how did you follow up?
Well, I realized that this was an error or a mistake last week, and I spoke to the engineers about it.
I just want to find out here for a second. You said you did, in fact, follow up, but there was nothing done since the disaster that happened at this same exact time last week.
I did not double check.
I'm not asking if you double check. I don't know why you keep using different words. Did you follow up and see if the problem was corrected, or did you let it go since the time that it happened this week at this time?
I would say the latter.
What do you mean you would say the latter? Say the latter!
Since I spoke to engineers last week, I never did follow up.
Okay. Mm. There you go.
Mm. Yeah, people are texting now. They're getting the busy signal, as they call it.
No, I can see. I know. I mean, this is the same exact problem that happened last week.
You know what? I can have a football analogy for this.
I would like that.
A good. If you win a game 50-6, the coaches are going to show you the two drives that they got field goals off of. They don't show you the wins. They don't show you the good stuff because you did that correctly. They show you the negative. You always go in and watch bad plays and address bad plays. Solana, the Cheers 2 was a bad play from last week. That's what you need to address. Don't address the great radio that us three did last week. You address the problems. Do you understand that?
Didn't correct it. I'll take responsibility here. I'm not even going to.
So, just out of curiosity, why did you say a minute and a half ago you actually did follow up, but I wouldn't believe you? Why did you say that?
Because when I spoke to engineers last week, I had faith in them.
Okay,
I had faith in
wait
them
a second.
That they would get this done.
You keep saying when you spoke to engineers last week, we were here. It was the same. All three of us were here.
Right, but when you leave after the show, I stick around. There was plenty of engineers here, and I sent them a list of things, and this was a top of that list. We need to get the phone lines fixed. They all told me we will get the phone lines fixed. Again, my mistake. I shouldn't have trusted them. You've told me this before.
It's not that you shouldn't trust them, but you need to follow up. And then it's pretty easy to check if the rollover lines are working. You busy out one of the lines, or you call one of the lines. You have Danny Rabinowitz call another. You have me call at the same time. I don't get it.
I messed up here.
Never prepay a stripper for a lap dance.
There you go.
She's not coming back.
There you go. She's not coming back to the table. She's not coming back.
Because I got the money already.
You gave the strippers, the engineer strippers, their lap dance money, and you are a week later waiting at the table saying, by the way, no, she told me she's coming back.
She'll be back, bro. She liked me.
I might get this fixed by next segment.
Okay.
Throw this out there.
All right. I hope you do. 305-567-0560-954-567-0560. If he doesn't get it fixed, there's one caller on hold. He's going to win, or she's going to win by default. We'll come right back. Play Cheers 2 after this.
Radio.com.
Crowder's walking back in the studio. I'm going to give you a guess. Do you think Alejandro Solana got the phone line situation fixed during this commercial break?
Guaranteed no, and I'd bet money on it.
And you would win whatever you wanted to bet. And this is how I knew Solana did not get it fixed during the commercial break. He never left the studio, and he was just back there on Facebook, as he usually is. Like, he had that big stand. I'm going to get it fixed before we come back. And I never saw him do anything except social media back there.
So. Sending out his location. El Portal dudes hanging out, working.
6 o'clock tonight is going down. Food hall.
Get him, Solana.
All right. Let's do cheers, too. This is for a $50. And I hate to... Have you screened the call, by the way? Because I don't have a name for it. I know. What we, there's only been one call for the last 10 minutes. I don't even have it screened yet, so I don't even know who the caller is. This is for a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. We love that place. In fact, there's a Funky Buddha cruise coming up that people are talking about.
And get on it February 22nd. Five days.
I've got that info somewhere.
Five nights. FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com/cruise. It's a beer cruise now. Exclusive beers you haven't even seen in stores, Hawk.
That is a floating party, man.
They have beer dinners. They have the Beer Olympics, which I would tell everybody, I do plan on winning the Beer Olympics.
You're a gold medalist.
Have you seen Beer Fest, the
You
movie?
Are the Michael Phelps of the Beer Olympics.
You saw me chug a beer the other day.
I mean, it's like, it's almost magic.
12 ounces, three
it's
seconds.
Magic.
2.5 seconds. Like, I can go. So come and compete against me in the Beer Olympics. But really, it's leaving from Fort Lauderdale. It is a Funky Buddha Caribbean cruise. It's slotted for February 22nd next year. 5 days, five nights. It's going to be a great time. I'll be there. Actually, just talked to Barney, the salesman. He told me he's going to be on the cruise, too. We're getting a little crew together now. Y'all got to come out. Go to FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com/cruise, and you can go ahead and get on there.
All right, well, there you go. Let's go around the room. We'll give our cheers twos, and then we will take a caller and give him a gift certificate. And I've been alerted it's Kevin in West Palm Beach. So there you go. Things are happening. We're getting better at this every week. Slowly but surely, we're getting better. I'm giving cheers to our friend, Randy Moeller. Randy Moeller gets my cheers to this week. He is going to be the new television analyst for Fox Sports Florida on the Florida Panthers games. Last year and many seasons before, it was Steve Goldstein and Denny Potvin, and the Hall of Famer Denny Potvin announced his retirement yesterday. And Randy Moeller has gone from the radio booth to between the benches to now the full-time analyst next to Steve Goldstein on the Panthers broadcast. And I give cheers to Moeller. We love him. I texted him. He texted me. He saw my tweet congratulating him. He appreciates it. So way to go, Moeller. That is a good dude, by the way.
Yes.
He is a friend of the program, but more importantly, he is a good dude. So cheers to him. Who are you giving cheers to, Channing Crowder?
I'm giving cheers to, I audibled, because of our first segment, to Brian Flores.
Wow.
I'm giving cheers to him to seeing a problem and addressing a problem, not writing out and letting see it. Let's figure out what happens. And now week 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 15, you have to say, you know what? This coach did not know what he was doing with the O-line. You had 4 days. You saw in 2 padded practices that he was not doing what you wanted him to do, so you got rid of him. And a bonus cheers to for having your backup plan right there in the facility. You were calling him an offensive analyst or whatever it was. He is an established 30-year offensive line coach. Speaking of Coach Guglielmo, he knows what he's doing. He was the guy that turned around the Colts line. He worked with the Dolphins 2 times before that. I actually was on a team with Coach Guglielmo. We call him Googs. He is a good coach. You had the replacement for a guy that you had to have questioned to have a replacement there. And you lined him right up after 4 days. Some people want to criticize it. I'm cheersing to Brian Flores for making a quick decision and bettering his team.
I like the new verb, cheersing. I'm going to start using that from now on. Somebody texts in, by the way, unless the Beer Olympics has a creek jumping event, then it's wide open.
You think you can chug a beer faster than me, texter?
You will not run away with the event if there is something called a creek jumping contest within the Beer Olympics.
Well, I'm going to let y'all know that jump I made was post 10 Funky Buddhas.
Slowed you down a little bit.
Slowed
gave
me
you some ballast.
Did you see the turn?
Gave
the turn wasn't there because of Funky Buddha.
Against my better judgment, Alejandro Solana, who are you giving cheers to?
I'd like to give cheers to Sazón Completa. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but it is an extraordinary condiment. We use it at my house, and I know at other Latino homes it is very prevalent in their cooking. It's kept me from eating bland food, and you can pretty much throw Sazón Completa on anything, and it'll make it better that you're cooking. So I'd like to give a cheers, too, from keeping me from eating bland food for pretty much my entire life, eating delicious food, to Sazón Completa.
Sazón Completa.
This dude just gave cheers to Old Bay. I mean, you just wasted. We can't even go to callers, and you just wasted our time giving cheers to Mrs. Dash.
Mrs. Dash.
How is it a bad cheers?
Let me
too?
Just some,
have you ever had
gave a cheers to seasoning?
Have you ever had Sazón? What's wrong with giving a cheers to seasoning?
But does that translate to complete seasoning?
Complete, but it's Sazón.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So it's seasonal.
It's complete
season. Shocker, like, Mark Hochman is criticizing seasoning.
It's ridiculous. Let's go around. I give my cheers to salt. Because it makes my French fries delicious. And then you made it all about you. You made it all. My cheers, too, was all about Randy Moeller. Congrats to Moeller. Crowder's cheers, too. Congrats to Brian Flores. It's all about Brian Flores. Your cheers, too, was the seasonings. So I don't have to eat bland foods. You made it all about you.
Not just me. It's all Latinos out there who grew up with Sazón Completa.
No, but you didn't say that. No. You did not say it. No, you did not.
But I would actually argue that complete season is the out of people that don't know how to cook because the seasoning you put on everything.
I'm telling you, the textures are going to be behind
you. Get a more refined seasoning.
Seasoning? How about you get the peppers and cut them up? Get the onions and grill them out. You don't need no damn Sazón Quincision if you got scallions.
Bunch of people texting in, it's Sazón Completo. Not completa. So you didn't even get the name right.
All right, whatever, man.
He feminized it because
he does everything.
Let me tell you.
Kevin, you are on 560 WQAM, Kevin. Who are you giving cheers to? Go ahead, Kevin.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Sorry. Well, I was going to cheers to Solana, but after that display, not going to do it.
I mean, you know you've won this, so go ahead.
Exactly. That's why I was going to give it to you. But anyways, I'm going to cheers to J.B. Holmes, and it's not because he lost thousands of dollars in the British Open. It's because me and my friend decided to make a drinking game off his bad play. And so every bogey that he had, we had to take a drink. And seeing as he shot an 87, we had to drink many, many times. And so cheers to J.B. Holmes for making us cheers so many times.
Well, there you go. You should give a thanks to Solana because you never would have won, Kevin.
That's okay.
Congratulations. You have $50 to spend at Funky Buddha Brewery, their tap room in Oakland Park. We love Funky Buddha. All right, there is another rousing rendition of Cheers 2, a game that Solana is slowly playing himself out of. He's slowly playing himself out of the game. Tom Garfinkel is the president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins in Hard Rock Stadium. If you're a Dolphins fan, if you plan on going to any Dolphins or Canes game this season, I highly suggest you listen to the next segment, although he did ghost us last time he was supposed to come on. But I'm imagining he's going to be there this time. Tom Garfinkel, Dolphins CEO, he is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.